Santa Mola mit Redefine auf Flux FM am Montagnachmittag, 17 Uhr und 11 Minuten. Der Song, den wir gerade hörten, beziehungsweise das Video zum eben gehörten Song, das steht auf der ersten veröffentlichten nominierten Liste für die Berlin Music Video Awards 2017, die erst stattfinden werden am 18. Mai, beziehungsweise vom 18. bis zum 22. Wir haben heute schon zwei Leute aus dem Orga-Team bei uns im Studio, denn im Prinzip geht es jetzt noch darum, sein Musikvideo einzureichen, sein Filmchen, das ein schönes neues Musikstück unterlegt. Was es sonst noch Wissenswertes gibt, das werden mir Svenja und Aviel verraten. Sie sind bei mir im Studio. Hallo und Tachchen.
Hi. Hallo.
How are you doing? Is everything prepared for the first leg? The first organizational stuff has been done, right?
Less or more, we are starting to work on the festival. We are closing some contracts right now, and the festival is expected to take place in May.
Yes.
Yeah, and we are now taking submissions for music videos.
Yes. Before we talk about submissions, let's talk about the things that make your festival a special festival. What are the special things that are happening on your festival only that are maybe differing from other festivals?
First of all, the definition of the festival is not a film festival, and in the same time, it's not a music festival. It's a music video festival. And there are, I can say that there are not many of those in the world. And what's special about it is the format that we have also live shows and some workshops and DJs playing constantly outside in the open air. And you can watch the videos and meet many filmmakers that come from abroad.
Cool.
Actually, the majority of the nominees are coming from abroad.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty cool to get to network with people that are not here usually.
Yeah. And how did you come up with the idea? I mean, the era of MTV has gone long. It's been a while since you looked videos up on MTV. Did you miss a platform for modern and good music videos, or how did you come with the idea? Because it's the fifth year, I think, that you're doing this festival, right?
Yeah, right. Well, it all started from frustration, I would say.
Okay. It's a good starting point for everything, I think.
A frustration of a big music video fan.
Yeah.
That nothing was pushed properly, and it was always going around a list of a playlist of 20 music videos that are going in repeat in MTV or wherever you will look for music videos, and it was pretty frustrating. And I'm running events already for 14 years, and I was just telling myself, okay, well, I'm in the right place in the right time.
Yeah.
And I just went for it, and it was catching. And in the beginning, we thought about doing something very local. Actually, I thought about to make it very local in Berlin.
Yeah.
I didn't believe that people would send videos from abroad, but then today we are getting, I would say, 85% videos from abroad. Yeah.
So the whole thing has grown, and it has changed a bit, I guess. So you started the whole thing 5-6 years ago. What has changed? What did you have to kind of like adjust to the situation? And maybe how many films were sent in the beginning of the festival, and how many submissions do you get now?
Well, the first thing that changed, I would say, is the capacity. Mm-hmm. We started in Villa Neukölln, mm-hmm. and it's a very small place. And we had around maybe a little bit more than 1,000 people in the first year.
Yeah.
And I would say that this year we expect something more like 8,000.
Wow.
Last year we had around 6,000.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it's growing really quick. And we are opening all the time more things, more plug-in events and more festivities. Last year, for the first time, we launched a market outside for small designers and so on.
Okay, sweet.
We had some fashion show going on. We tried to promote the idea of fashion in music videos, that it's becoming more and more relevant.
Yeah.
And of course, we have our networking that is becoming more and more important for the international market to come here. We had few people coming from Australia, from Japan, and from LA, And it's really honoring Berlin, I think. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's something that people in the field must catch,
yeah.
I would say.
If I talk to musicians, well, I talk to musicians for years now. And in the last year or so, more musicians talk about political topics. They say that there's a right wing, the strong right wing movement that's going on the nerves and that they want to do something about it. Then they probably start writing songs about that. So more and more artists that we talk about here are getting into a more and more political way of making music. Do you feel a similar thing in the music video world? Is the music video world getting more political in the last months or years, or will that happen maybe in the next few months, in the year 2017?
I can say that already in the past year, like, we received maybe 5 to 10 videos just with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Maybe in this sense, you can say that filmmakers don't like him so much.
No, I don't think any artist likes him.
Yeah,
I mean, nobody wants to play at his inauguration thingy on the 20th, you know, when he gets inaugurated.
Yeah.
And when Barack Obama did that, Beyonce would come up and sing a song for him and everybody, but nobody wants to sing for Donald Trump. And that's
maybe Kanye West will be there.
Oh, fuck yeah. I forgot about that guy. They're friends now.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
That's totally true. Now we found out a lot of things already about your festival. Let's listen to some music and then we talk a bit more, and then we'll get people to know how they'll
submit their videos.
Yeah, yeah, they have to. They have to submit. Wer also da jetzt schon ein Video draußen, oder wer zuhört gerade da draußen und schon ein Video fertig hat, ein Musikvideo, das noch nicht so oft gezeigt wurde oder das noch frisch in der Mache ist, haltet euch bereit, wir werden euch gleich darüber aufklären, wie ihr diese Videos am besten aufs Festival kriegt. Aufs Berlin Music Video Award Festival, das stattfinden wird vom 18. bis zum 22. Mai. In nur einem Song sprechen wir noch ein bisschen weiter über dieses Festival. Und dieser Song, beziehungsweise das Video auch zu diesem Song, steht auf der Nominiertenliste 2017. Massive Attack featuring Ghost Poet mit Come Near Me. Massive Attack featuring Ghost Poet mit Come Near Me. Ein Video, das auf der Nominiertenliste steht für die besten Videos des Jahres, die wieder gekürt werden beim Berlin Music Video Award vom 18. bis zum 22. Mai. Trente Möller, den wir vorhin hörten, der mit dem Video zu Come Near, zu Redefine eben auch auf jener Liste. Jetzt gibt's wohl noch Plätze im Award, es gibt Plätze im Rahmen des Festivals für noch mehr neue, tolle Musikvideos. Wie läuft das ab? Vielleicht kannst du es, Svenja, uns das erklären. Wie macht man das jetzt am schlauesten, wenn man sagt, ich bin gerade dabei, ein Video zu drehen mit meiner Band, oder ich bin Regisseur und habe gerade eine junge, talentierte Künstlerin mit einem Video versorgt? Wie schickt man euch das am besten zu? Wie kommt man aufs Festival?
Genau, es gibt immer noch die Chance, Videos einzureichen. Am einfachsten geht das über unsere Website. Mhm. Da gibt's noch den Call for Submissions. Bis zum 10. Februar könnt ihr noch einreichen. Wir freuen uns über alle Videos, die uns erreichen. Wir haben da keine Beschränkungen. Ihr müsst jetzt nicht Miley Cyrus oder so heißen, sondern auf jeden Fall achten wir da auf Qualität. Und es wird auch von einer renommierten Jury, werden die Videos ausgewählt und die Gewinner ausgewählt.
Okay.
Der erste Preis sind 3.000 Euro. Das klingt vielleicht jetzt nochmal als Überzeugungsargument
an. Das ist gut, ja.
Und das Besondere bei uns ist, wir haben ungefähr 10% an berühmteren Artisten, wie zum Beispiel Björk, Moon Boutica, Mode Selector, Max Cooper, die Ärzte, so eine Videos gehabt.
Ja.
Und ihr lauft dann in der Compilation mit diesen Artists.
Yes.
Und es ist echt überraschend, denn die gewinnen nicht immer, sondern es ist dann schön, wirklich neben diesen Artists auch zu gewinnen und zu gucken, was ist da das beste Video.
Ja, and you've mentioned the jury now. Do you know who's gonna be in the jury already? Is that decided already, or are you putting people into there?
It is still hidden.
Okay.
It's still a secret.
Okay.
But next time that we will visit, we will reveal the jury and the entire video list and also the lineup for the festival.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. What I wanted to say in addition for what Svenja said is that we have 14 categories, and basically we are mixing styles, not just famous and not famous, but also It can be in the same category, a rap song or an electronic song or a rock song.
Okay. And what are the categories then? What are the names for them?
Some categories are more relating to the filmmakers uh-huh. and some are more to the musicians. We have best song category, for example, okay. and then you have also best cinematography.
Okay.
But you have some videos that are more for the feeling, like most bizarre or yeah. best experimental.
Yeah.
And so it's more... we are kind of like melting pot for everybody. It's it's a meeting place for the yeah. film and music video world.
So people who do music videos, they can meet colleagues there as well and interact with each other, maybe do the next video together. Maybe they'll find out about new camera techniques, about ways to use drones or something like that. You can check that all out when you're on the festival. Also die
genau,
Regisseure
ist, darum geht's
und Produzenten
auch
treffen
Festival.
Sich.
Ja, also ja. zu netzwerken, Neues rauszufinden, sich überraschen zu lassen, begeistert zu werden. Mhm. Einfach zusammenzukommen.
Mhm. Yeah, actually it happened. Well, in the first year of the Berlin Music Video Awards, we had Tangowelt nominated, mhm. if you know this band, it's a local band.
Tangowelt?
Tangowelt. Tangowerk, sorry.
Okay. Tangowerk.
Okay. Yeah. Never and they are local, they are from Berlin. Yeah. Or originally from Austria, actually.
Yeah, yeah, see? And they have tango in their band name, so that's why I'm a bit shy, maybe.
They are making electronic music. Anyway, so they met, they came together with the final winner of the first year, and uh-huh. they worked together on a video. And we have stuff like that happening. People are meeting and working together.
Cool, yeah. cool, cool, cool. And then how do you find out which music video has won in the end? Is the jury's going to decide it? Is there going to be a vote with the audiences? Does the audience have a chance to...
Well, in the first year, we did it like that. Mm-hmm. The audience had a voice about it. But then we realized
democracy isn't working.
We understood that it can be tweaked. Yeah, that people can, if you have more friends, you can have a
sure.
better. Yeah, so we changed the entire system. And today it's... just relying on the jury.
Ja.
Aber vielleicht noch kurz was zur Jury, die besteht halt auch aus Leuten, die aus der Filmbranche kommen.
Ja.
Wir hatten den Editor vom Rammstein-Video, wir hatten Dr. Motte drin, ungefähr 20 Leute, die professionell darüber
ja, okay.
entscheiden.
Alles klar, das heißt, denen kann man dann auch vertrauen. Und wie Avier ja gerade richtig sagte, man möchte ja auch verhindern, dass eben der ein oder andere Künstler da, weil er aus Berlin kommt, seine ganze Posse mitbringt und dann ist das Publikum auf eine Seite gezogen. Das möchte man natürlich vermeiden. Another thing that we have to mention are these the workshops that you've planned. What happened with the workshops in the last few years and what's going to happen in May?
Yeah, every year we are doing different stuff. In the first year we had more like questions and answers with big production companies or local production companies that are their videos are just interesting due to the techniques that they are
yeah.
using. We had Easy Does It came to talk in the first year, and then we had more like a company pitching in the second year. And every year we are doing something different. Sometimes they're bringing companies that have new technologies or virtual reality
yeah.
or, you know, stuff like that. So people can really get connected in different aspects mm-hmm. and not just the newest technology, but sometimes it's also workshops that explain artists how to market themselves, what artists have a hard time with, and how to maybe bring together a music video and stay alive with the budget, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So there's many things that you can learn from when you're visiting those workshops. So let's ask people to send in their films, right? Submit
genau.
your video now. Yeah. BerlinVMA.com mm-hmm. ist die richtige Adresse, oder?
Berlin MVA.
MVA, I'm sorry. Yeah. BerlinMVA.com ist die richtige Adresse. Ja. Da gibt's dann auch eine Unterkategorie, wo man relativ schnell
genau,
rausfindet.
Ihr könnt auch bis zu 3 Kategorien ankreuzen, wenn
aha.
ihr euch nicht sicher seid oder mehr Chancen haben möchtet, nominiert zu werden.
Ja.
Bis zum 10. Februar ist das noch möglich.
Bis zum 10. Februar, das ist noch einige Zeit hin. Und dann werden wir uns im Mai einfach nochmal treffen. I would say that we meet again in May and then we'll talk about the festival once more and then we'll invite people to come there and watch all these beautiful videos.
Wir freuen uns,
that
wieder hier
you you are showing. Also, ja. Leute da draußen, bis zum 10. Februar habt ihr noch die Möglichkeit, eure Filme einzureichen. Wie das am besten funktioniert, das könnt ihr auch nochmal nachlesen unter berlinmva.com, das ist die richtige Adresse im Netz, um sich weiter zu informieren zum Music Video Awards Festival und zu den Kanälen.
Everybody have a chance.
Ja, yeah, über die man seine Videos einschicken kann. Thank you for visiting. I want to wish you the best of luck for the festival and we'll meet again before you start the whole thing. Bye bye. Ciao, right. Ciao. I lay awake in bed. I don't know how I got here. There's knocking on the door.